All right, let's get started. Welcome to TSA Training Class 103, Alphtic Training. In this session, you'll learn the various basic characteristics of the alien life forms we've been encountering known as the Kara. The Kara are essentially a single bacteria-based life form that starts out as a tiny infection. Over time, it feeds and grows and anchors itself in a central location known as a hive. We've seen as many as 3 hives in a single infection. When the bacteria perceive a threat, they begin to create defenses in the form of the creatures that you'll be learning about today, a sort of alien immune system. The first line of defense is the skulk. Fast, agile, and deadly, they can usually eliminate any threat to the hive on their own. They attack mainly with their bite, which can tear through even hardened nanosteel almost effortlessly. Some have been known to attack by actually exploding themselves, causing massive damage to anything or anyone around them. Be especially alert when skulks are in the area. They can leap great distances to attack you, or climb walls, ceilings, virtually any surface, and ambush you. Should the skulk not be enough to repel the threat, they can modify themselves into a number of other species that are specifically designed for certain tasks. For example, the lurk. This flying creature can be a serious threat. It has a bite similar to the skulk, but it can also emit a number of gas clouds, a poisonous gas cloud that can kill anything that inhales it, and a protective bacterial cloud that can stop bullets dead in their tracks. For some reason, this creature's scream seems to enrage all the other aliens in the area, making them all attack faster. I've seen greenies drop to their knees in terror when that happens, so try to keep your wits about you, soldier. When all else fails, the Kara release the Fade. This bipedal creature is an absolute terror to behold. It can tear its prey apart with 2 sharp bones that protrude from its arms, or it can fire acid-filled sacs to dissolve its target from afar. The Fade can even heal itself when injured. In addition to all this, somehow the Fade is able to cross great distances in the blink of an eye. Our scientists are still trying to figure out how it accomplishes this. Some say it's an optical illusion, others say it exploits some kind of loophole in physics, but everyone says it's deadly. This little fella is the Gorge. He's a support creature, a hive tender of sorts. He basically keeps the whole alien operation running. While he's not the most offensive creature, he's still dangerous, so don't let his chubby appearance fool you. He can spit acid, and even spin webs that can snare you and leave you a juicy target for some other creature. The Gorge's main missions are to heal other aliens and to build support structures. Just what are these support structures? I'm glad you asked. The defense chamber provides the Kara with defensive capabilities, such as stronger armor and the ability to heal. The movement chamber allows them faster movement, more stamina, and the chamber itself can even be used as a quick method of transportation. The sensory chamber allows the Kara to be more aware of their surroundings, and allows them to actually cloak themselves when holding still or moving slowly. Watch out for this one too, the offense chamber. It can throw razor-sharp spikes at you with pinpoint precision that you just can't dodge. There's even more customization available to the Kara with these chambers, but there's far too many to list here. Those will be covered in next semester's training, Alphtic 104. Listen to me, Greenie. There have been rumors of another alien attack creature, one even larger than the Fade. There's no data on it, though. Everyone who's reported it has never survived long enough to give any details about it. This is off the record. I just wanted you to know about it.